good to be here with you today. Back in the 70s, I used to drive by here all the time, wondered why you got hidden behind a great wall. But that's okay. Your light is still shining. And some of you I've already met, you've been around Wednesday night, the men yesterday morning, Sunday school today. But I think there's others I need to just talk a little bit about who I am. My name is Joe. My wife and I, Maria, have been serving in West Africa since 1989. We went to France in 1988 to learn French because that was the language of the government in our area. And we have been working among a great people group called the Bozos. Look around, there's Bozos in this room, I'm sure. The Bozo are the fishermen in Mali. And they've been in that area for millennia, actually. Back to the time of Christ, they can trace their roots. They're a Muslim group since about the 12th century. And they've had little or no witness at all of Jesus by human means until our arrival in 1989. But God is great. God is active. God is calling all people to himself. I want to read first, this I didn't give, but I want to share this passage this morning from Psalm 89. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Psalms 89. And I'm going to read down through it a little bit, but just hear what Ethan, the Ezrahite, wrote. Verse 1, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. Verse 6, well, let me go to verse 5. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? Verse 15. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exult in your righteousness. For you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. That is my God. There is none in heaven or on earth below that compare to him. Who is like our great God? When we arrived in 1989, it was our joy to begin to proclaim Jesus the Messiah to people who have never known of Jesus the Messiah. Certainly they had known of him as Jesus the prophet, but to know him as the sent one, the anointed one of God, they did not know. And so from the very beginning, as we walked into villages, we would tell them that we've come to learn their language so that we can speak God's words to them in their own heart language. So totally foreign to them, because to the Bozo, they felt that God only spoke Arabic. And so they would pray their prayers five times a day to a God they do not know, to with words they do not understand. But they are faithful in saying their prayers five times a day. They see the glory of God in heaven, but they do not recognize who made that great glory. You see, they don't understand the great name of Jesus. What name is given among all the names on this earth whereby man can be saved? It's only the name of Jesus. I want to take you to Revelation chapter 5. Just listen to this. And they sang a new song saying, worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Then I looked and I heard around the throne the living creatures and the elders, the voice of many angels numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth, in the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four elders shouted, Amen. A scene of the future, but one that is going on today. For in the heavenly realms, our Savior Jesus is being glorified and worshiped and honored. And we, his brothers and sisters, have a great responsibility to let his light shine in us. In 1 John chapter 1, God is light, is what is said. And then Matthew 5, I want us to read together Matthew 5, 14 through 16. Are we ready? You are the light of the world. Read together, please. Everyone together. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Brothers and sisters, you are the light of the world. As we arrived in Mali, where we live in Mali is a little bit different from Burkina. But in Mali, we live in a very small village. There's no electricity. And everyone still uses kerosene lamps. You have hurricane lamps here. Your electricity goes out from time to time in the winter, doesn't it? Are you blessed you never have power outages? What was that? In the summer. The nice thing about summer, nighttime takes so long to get here. Where we are in Mali, we have about 12 hours a day, daylight all the time. So 6:30 at night, it's starting to get dark. So we have long nights. But kerosene lamps. And as we walk the village, it's interesting to see who are the good women of the courtyards and who don't take care of their courtyards very well. You can tell at night how clean the globes of their lamps are. One woman that wants to take care of her family will make sure that every day they take out that glass globe from the lamp and clean it, because our kerosene doesn't burn real clean. And so if you turn it up too light, too much, it smokes. And when it smokes, it causes soot. And then the soot cakes on that glass. And no matter how high you turn up the light, if the globe of the light, the lamp, is sooted, it doesn't shine very brightly. Jesus is telling us here in Matthew chapter 5 that you are the light of the world. I want to close. I don't have tons to talk to you about this morning because it's more of a challenge for us today. If you stay around and want to ask questions at the taco meal together, I'd love to answer them. But this morning, God has given to me this message. Brothers and sisters, you are the light of the world. I don't know your situation, where you live, your neighbors around you, perhaps even family members in your own home that do not know Jesus. But you are the light of the world. So I want to ask you this morning, how clean are your globes? You know, the glass part of your lamp, is it clean? Is it covered with grime and soot? The cares of this world has kind of blackened your light. You're not shining very brightly. You know, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. He was speaking to someone specific, and that's his followers. Perhaps you're here this morning and you do not know Jesus as your Savior. God has brought you here today, and I want to give you hope that this same Jesus, who will be honored and worshiped by every tongue, tribe, and nation is seeking to know you today and to bring you into relationship with Him. He wants to wash you and purify you and make you His child. I love the front of churches. It's a wonderful place to come and meet Jesus afresh and new. Perhaps today, Jesus is asking you to give you His all, your all to Him. He wants to clean you from all unrighteousness and make you shine brightly. This is the place for that. The elders, I want you to watch, be aware of, if God is moving today, as we know that He is, the Spirit of God has been present with us. But if you need to come and make things right with Jesus, I'm going to ask that you come forward. Perhaps you've known Jesus for a long time, and you've let your light shine, but that globe has become a little dark. The light of Jesus is not shining brightly. The people around you do not see Jesus as Jesus wants to be shown. This is the place to come get your light renewed, the lamp cleaned out, so that you can go and be a bright light for Jesus. Is God asking you? Is He showing you the depth of the darkness of your heart? This is a place to come and get renewed. There is a world around us that needs to know Jesus. Not only in Mali and Burkina, West Africa, the Church of Jesus Christ is growing in West Africa. But there are still places, many villages that we've been in, that have never heard of Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. I know, without a doubt, that the time for foreign missionary service has not come to an end. The time for long-term service, people who will give their lives, like Maria and I have, forever to go and to serve Jesus overseas among a people that are so different, in the language that's so different, that missionary activity will go on until Christ returns. You have a vital role to play in that. You see, I grew up in the church in America, and I know of several churches that sent us out. My father was an Alliance pastor, and yes, I heard the gospel message, but I saw it worked out in the lives of elders in our church. Men who said to me, "Joseph, God has something special for you." And I heard that call as an 11-year-old. And the churches that I was involved in formed me to send me. That's your role here. Some of you are here to send others. Some of you are here to give. I don't have to come and talk about the Great Commission Fund. As you give to that fund, we have our needs met and are able to serve Jesus overseas. So thank you for giving. Some of you are great prayer warriors. You pray and ask blessing for the missionary. Whenever you ask a blessing for a missionary, I've been blessed. When you ask, "Lord Jesus, I know there's a missionary out there today that needs your healing touch. Would you heal him or her?" Guess what? I've known the healing power of God in my life. And I'm trusting for Him to continue that and to wipe that cancer completely away. We serve a wonderful Savior. Some have sent, some give, some pray. But where are those that are going to go? I've enjoyed meeting several of you. Your heart to go and serve, to minister in distant places. But we need more. There are still 2 billion people in this world that do not know Jesus, that do not know of Him in as Savior. And it will take people like you to go and speak truth. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." He said, "He sat on a hill, cannot be hidden. No one takes a lamp and hides it underneath a basket. So in this same way, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. You go into this week with this responsibility to let your light shine. How's that globe? Do you need to come and have that cleansed? Fortune team, can you come forward for our last song? If God is speaking to you and you need to make things right with Him, this is the place to do that. There is no shame. I don't care how long you've been a believer. We can all shine more brightly. May your light shine. And may Jesus work in us so that all can see the glory of our good God.